What Donald Trump Can Teach You About Market. The 27th of September 2021. My name is Elaine and this is the Too Lazy to Register an Account podcast, episode number 1366.
This episode is brought to you by Podbot.ai.
Donald Trump has captured the world's attention in his recent presidential race, and while his rallies have focused on his plans to make America great again, his campaign has more to offer than it appears. Donald Trump has given us all a front seat to one of the greatest marketing campaigns the world has ever seen. Mr. Trump isn't just running for president to establish his brand, he's running to work. Whether you watch Donald Trump's ballet or pray that he doesn't set foot in the Oval Office, you have to admit that his candidacy and his marketing campaign were powerful. President Trump not only won the nomination, but he is also the winner of the battle for public attention. If there's one thing we can learn from Mr. Trump, it's the brand. As Donald Trump becomes the most surprising presumptive major party presidential candidate of the last century, it is a great time to think about the valuable marketing lessons that can be learned not only from Trump, but from people and consumers in general. Political circus aside, here are some of the marketing lessons we can learn as small business owners from watching President Trump's candidacy. Beyond politics, we can learn a lot from Donald Trump's presidential campaign. The best marketer in the world is not Mark Zuckerberg or Neil Patel, but President Trump. With his marketing strategy, he has become the most powerful person in the world. The rise and rise of Trump is impossible for a presidential candidate without some fantastic marketing lessons for real estate agents. Truman knows his public perception. He reinvents what people think and say, publishes content in the form of his opinions and interesting facts, and he knows how to generate enthusiasm. You don't have to be like him to learn how he markets and how he builds his brand. Mr. Trump knows exactly how to play the media, and if he can do that, he can generate a healthy level of enthusiasm for his business. Take the Clinton-Trump model and apply it to the way companies approach recruitment and marketing. The most effective and human way to approach recruiting marketing is to define your employer's brand and core message and to use your employees to tell your business story. As the Trump, Uber, and Apple brands can testify, marketing campaigns should be free from redundant choices, options, and nuances. Trump's advisors know the power of new messaging, which is why he did the opposite of his rivals in his campaign. In short, emotional messages that address things like employment fit Trump's target audience. Daring and fearless are two words to live by, and Donald Trump said so many outrageous things during the campaign that it seems to have increased his performance in the polls, and not in a polite way. Indeed, one of his best qualities is to defend his ideas and opinions. While Trump noted that his Times Square shooting did not lose supporters, he also recognized that the brand loyalty he had built with many of his supporters, many of whom had never been in a Trump ad, had little impact. The benefits of brand loyalty in Trump's slang are enormous, as people outgrow themselves to protect their own self-esteem, and his brand is an integral part of that, leading some to ignore the fact that there is no reason to think about it and turn away from one's identity. In the case of the presidential election of 2016, investors will have to decide whether they believe Trump is good or bad for the economy and whether they should invest in him or someone else. Global markets are complicated, and elections can be stuffed with promises that are not and will not be kept. Generally, one would expect the market to pick up if investors believe Trump is good for their investments, and if they think otherwise, they fall. Still, there are ways a president can influence the economy and the market. Those efforts are unlikely to affect the market during Biden's presidency, said Lamar Valaire, portfolio manager at Villarisico. I don't think Trump will admit any impact on the market, and I think that will happen, he said, adding that it could prevent Biden from assuming the presidency in January. Since the first election, social networks have played a major role in the mass media and news that shape public opinion, and Donald Trump's youth marketing strategy boils down to social media strategy. What Mr. Trump has done is to target his message to a select group of individuals, much like you would market yourself and your business. He markets the kind,
of repetitive messages, such as build the wall, make America great again, that not only flaunt his ideology, but also manage to turn ideology into profit. U.S. stock investors have expressed concern about the efforts of President Donald Trump to challenge the United Nations election evidence, which has heated markets, but few seem concerned that challenging the results will succeed. At the time of writing, Trump is the possible Republican nominee in the race for the 45th President of the United States.
Thank you all for joining us again on the Too Lazy to Register an Account podcast. It's been a pleasure. See you next time.
Podbot.ai